Good morning. We are learning Chayodim Hilchos Tzitzis Klal Yud Aleph, and we're looking at Siman Vov. If you have a garment made out of leather, so that's not Chayiv in Tzitzis. The Lishkir Begad Klal Bishum Malkam, that's not referred to as a garment in the definition of the Torah of Begad. Begad is something which is woven. A piece of leather is not a type of garment which was going to be called a beggar in the words of the Torah, and it's not chayiv and tzitzis. Applying that to nowadays, so a question which comes up is a person has a poncho. It's made out of plastic. So it's a large piece of plastic. So at least on the Rabbanon level, a person should be chayiv and tzitzis. Any garment which is four corners should be chayiv. However, since it is one sheet of plastic, so Mershon HaTshuva says that's the same thing as leather, that's not considered... It's similar to leather, and it's not considered a bag, and it's not chayiv and tzitzis. So even though your poncho has four corners, a person would not be chayiv in putting tzitzis into it. Even though it has a lining, it's a woolen garment that has a lining of wool or linen in it, is potter. The main thing is the garment, and the lining is that clearly secondary to the garment. And so the garment itself is made out of leather. It's not chayiv. If it's partially leather and partially the garment, the main body of the garment is partially woven of other types of materials. So we would define it based on what is the majority. Let's say you have a garment which is made out of woven material, and the corners were made out of leather. So you'd be chayiv and tzitzis. The fact that the corners are leather does not take away the chiyuv, because we have to define the garment, and the garment is made out of material which is woven, and it's chayiv and tzitzis. So a person would have a woven plastic garment, a garment out of some type of a polyester, which is woven into, made into threads and then woven together into a garment. So that'll be chayiv mirabonan, at least in the mitzvah of tzitzis, because that is similar to a regular garment made out of a thread. But if the poncho is specifically because it's a clear, it's one sheet of plastic, it's not woven into fiber, made into fibers, and then woven like a normal garment. Okay, Simon Zion. The Chachila Loyasa Lebegad Yersim Mindalad Confess. The Chachila person should not put more than four corners on his garment. That it should be a four cornered garment. If this garment has five corners or even more than five corners, it's going to be chayiv and tzitzis because it has at least four corners. So Chazal darshan that is a ribui, is coming to include anything which you're using to cover you, as long as it has at least four corners. However, the Torah says that you only put in four sets of tzitzis, and you would put that on the four corners, which are the most distant from each other. If a person would put a fifth set of tzitzis in the fifth corner, he'd actually be over in Issa Deraisa of Baal Tosef, of adding on to the mitzvah. The person said the mitzvah is four tzitzis in the four corners, and each side he's going to do the mitzvah with five tzitzis in the five corners. So that would be the issue of being, do not add on to the mitzvahs. Because I'll give a few examples. A person puts five sections into the tefillin, or five tzitzis on a garment. And this is one of the examples that the Chazal give to define the mitzvah of Baal Tosef. So, again, a person should not make a garment with more than four corners, but if he does so, it's still chayiv and tzitzis in the four most distant corners from each other. Have a good morning.